Two bomb blasts in Pakistan have left at least three people dead. The first attack happened in a crowded market in the city of Rawalpindi. A bomber and a motorcycle slammed into a government bus. Initial reports said at least six people had been killed, but the death toll was later reduced to just one fatality. Police say around 30 people have been injured. The second attack took place near Peshawar. A roadside bomb killed two policemen and wounded five more. No one has claimed responsibility for either blast. A recent survey shows an overwhelming majority of Pakistanis oppose U.S. drone attacks on their soil. Officials say attacks by unmanned planes have killed around 400 Pakistanis since August. Press TV's Adil Sabar was with Pakistani military spokesman Major General Attar Abbas to ask about these attacks.
We've seen a number of drone attacks this year, and there has been extensive collateral damage. The government's policy has always been that it affects Pakistan's sovereignty and that Pakistan should be given ownership or control of these drones, requested a number of times by the government. What's the army's particular take on the issue of drones?
In our judgment, it harms more than it helps, because it creates an environment where the military's presence and the operations against the militant organization in particular, it puts the military in jeopardy. It compromises the military's presence and the aims and objectives of the operation.
So could you just explain, are the drones inaccurate, i.e. in terms of their hardware? Are they inaccurate? Is that why the collateral damage is being caused? Or is it because of the lack of intelligence, perhaps, that the U.S. operators have, which creates this collateral damage? What is the reason?
I think both the reasons are correct and applicable in certain cases. Sometimes they have gone completely missing the target, and sometimes they have resulted in huge collateral without realizing that they had to first isolate the target and then target it. So therefore, more assurance, more careful selection of target and confirmation is required, which can happen if both the sides are, if particularly those who have been operating in the area, they take over the target selection and ensure that there is no collateral damage involved in that.